The Romanian film, 4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days, won universal acclaim when it played at film festivals last year. The director's movie is an unflinching look at a woman trying to procure an illegal abortion in communist Romania in 1987. It was awarded the Palme d'Or at Cannes, and even though it wasn't released in this country, it made it into the top five movies of 07 in the Village Voice Film Critics Poll, as of all the films reviewed last year, not just foreign movies. But one thing it won't win is an Oscar for Best Foreign Film. In fact, it didn't even make the shortlist of films eligible to be nominated. The snub outraged a lot of critics, but Jim Hoberman, film critic of The Village Voice, says 4 months is so far away from the sensibilities of most American movies that deal with the topic of unwanted pregnancy, perhaps the surprise is, well, maybe naive. And Jim joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's just talk about the merits of this movie, and we'll get to the politics in a minute. I've seen the trailer, and when I saw the trailer, it looked like a horror film to me.
Well, it's certainly a kind of thriller. I mean, it is a very, very tense movie. And yes, I think that there are some horrifying moments, but it's grounded in a very naturalistic situation and presentation.
Does the movie itself have a political angle?
Yeah, it's possible to read it, I think, as a movie about living in a police state or living with political terror. But really, it's also very specific, and you know, the terror is also biological. The fact that the protagonist is trapped, and so is her friend in this situation by the unwanted pregnancy and what they have to do to secure an abortion.
Now, there have been three other movies this year about unwanted pregnancy: Waitress, Knocked Up, and Juno. Let's listen to a scene from the film Knocked Up. The main female character is pregnant, is telling the slacker father of an unborn baby, Ben, that she's not going to have what one of his friends very insensitively referred to as rhymes with schmabortion. Let's listen.
I've decided to keep the baby. I'm keeping it.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's what's happening with that.
Good. That's good. That's what I was hoping you'd do. So awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it is good.
Okay, I know we didn't plan this. And, you know, neither of us really thought it was going to happen. But life is like that, you know, you can't plan for it. And even if we did plan, life doesn't care about your plans necessarily. And you just kind of have to go with the flow. And, you know, I know my job is to just support you in whatever it is you want to do. And I'm in, you know, so whatever you want to do, I'm going to do, you know. I'm on board. Yay!
Now, Jim, I know you have an issue with this Hollywoodification of this issue of unwanted pregnancy.
Yeah, well, I think that, first of all, it's important to note that all three of these movies are comedies.
Right.
That you mentioned. And that's fine. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. But in all three of them, the joke is the female protagonist's unwanted pregnancy. It's a kind of a cosmic joke that's played on her. And what's striking to me is that she, in each of these movies, she literally has no choice. She has no choice. I mean, if, for example, the protagonist of Knocked Up was had religious reasons for not wanting to have, or even ethical reasons for not wanting to have an abortion, that would be one thing, but it would be a different movie.
Right.
In that case, even if Juno had some crazy reason, you know, she wanted to shock the neighbors, or you know, had a scam to fund her alt rock band, or you know, that too would give that character a certain amount of agency, and I think that in these movies they don't have that.
Well, let's listen to a clip from the movie Juno, which, for people who don't know, is about a girl who loses her virginity and gets pregnant, and she's sort of a very sassy, smart girl who thinks she can kind of be sass and be smart throughout this pregnancy, but she has a whole bunch of unexpected emotions during the 9 months. This scene, Juno is talking to the married couple that's planning to adopt her child.
No. You don't think that I'm going to flake out on you?
No, I don't, Juno. We went through a situation before where it didn't work out.
Yeah, cold feet.
Oh.
Should have gone to China. You know, because I hear they give away babies like free iPods. You know, they pretty much just put them in those t-shirt guns and shoot them out at sporting events.
Your parents are probably wondering where you are.
Nah. I mean, I'm already pregnant, so what other kind of shenanigans can I get into? I should probably bounce.
Jim, isn't it artistically and politically impossible to make a fun American movie where a woman gets an abortion?
A fun American movie? Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, certainly there was an American movie about a nuclear war that obliterates the world. That was a lot of fun, Dr. Strangelove. So I wouldn't say that it's impossible. I think that it's difficult. But my point isn't that, you know, the women in the three American movies should have gotten abortions. My point is that they should have had some reason other than the imperative of the script.
The plot line. I thought of the three, the only one that really, the one that was more realistic was the film Waitress, because the woman is poor, and she's got really terrible self-esteem, and her husband's fairly abusive.
Yes, but even in that case, it's not as if she has the hope that somehow having this baby will improve her terrible marriage. I mean, she just won't do it, and she's the one who really, really, really doesn't want the child.
Yeah, she's very clear about it through the whole movie
well. Yeah, so she's trapped.
So, in terms of, in a nutshell, so why did Juno get an Oscar nod and 4 months did not?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's so simple as just the
come on,
the narrative, the different narratives. I mean, it's crazy. You know, the most of the movies that got the nominated for Oscars haven't even opened here, and I think one of them has shown, you know, in a limited way in New York, the Israeli film. But there were a lot of good foreign films last year that weren't nominated. I mean, Lady Chatterley, Black Book.
Well, Jim, maybe we can have you back on to talk about some of those films next time.
Okay.
That would be great. Jim Hoberman, film critic for The Village Voice. Thanks for weighing in.
Thank you.
This is the Bryant Park Project on NPR News. I'm Toure.
And I'm Alice Stewart. Thank you so much for listening to us. We'll talk to you real soon.